This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. It's good to have you with us. I'm Brad Brown, and we head back to Florida in the United States now, where Doug Guthrie joins us. Doug, welcome back on. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Doug, let's talk about your swim in particular and sort of how you've worked on it. Before you got into triathlon, that was almost your gateway drug, if you'd like. You started swimming, and that's how you got into the sport. Have you always been a fairly strong swimmer?
I wasn't. I swam as a kid, just swimming around just like everybody else. But I spent the first year and a half of the part of my transitioning of my life from unhealthy to healthy, and I spent it in the pool. I was in the pool 6 days a week, and so I was able to really focus on that and develop some decent swimming skills.
What do you love about swimming?
The no impact on your joints. It's a relaxing to me. I swim at a pool about a mile from my house. It's an outdoor pool, and the sun rises. So I'm able to swim north and south. And when I breathe to the left, I watch the sun rise, and there's no better way to start your day.
What do you hate about swimming?
Sometimes it gets boring. You know, those 40, 50 minute continuous swims in the pool, they just get kind of monotonous. But, they prepare you for a long swim on race day, so you got to do them.
Yeah. It's one of those disciplines that, you can spend tons of time in, but the gains, you're never going to make up a lot of time like you would on the bike or on the run. But if you had to pin it down to one thing over your triathlon career that you've done that's given you the biggest sort of improvement in the water, what would it be?
I'd say definitely. I spend a lot of time with paddles. I use paddles in the wintertime a lot and really build up that strength so that even if I'm maybe not first or second out of the water in my age group, when I do get out of the water, I'm not tired. Mm.
And as far as workouts and specific sets, what would your favorite set be in the water?
I think my favorite, and it's definitely the most painful, is a pyramid set, where I'll do 100, 2, 3, 4, and then back down. And then the rest interval is 10 seconds, 15, 20, 25, and then 30 at the top. And it really, really pushes you because you want to negative split those intervals, those sets on the way back down, your 4, 3, 2, and 1. You really got to dig deep.
Yep, those pyramid sets are absolutely amazing. Doug, as always, great to catch up. Love chatting swimming. Can't wait to chat some biking and running with you as well. We'll save that for next time. Thanks for joining us here on the Kona Edge today.
Thanks. Have a great day.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.